If you want to die early, you just go to a doctor and let him give you a shot. I'm going to tell you there's one thing this body will never experience. I don't care what happens to me. I may die. If my king's not big enough to heal me, then it's time for me to go home. But I will never go to a doctor and let them put an injection in my body. I will not do it. I am not going. Not after the doctors I've talked to, what I've seen. I've seen people that come here sick and afflicted. In fact, Cheryl and I went to New Mexico here a while back and ministered at a church out there, and they brought a, what's that girl, 38 years old, honey? What was she? About 40. Okay, somewhere. Anyway, 38 to 40. This girl, till she was 3, was a beautiful, perfect little girl. Not a thing wrong with her. And then she went in for the series of injections that they give the little children. You know, they give you 4, 5, 6, 8 things at one time.
No, they make you sick.
Oh, they make you sick. This little girl had a tremendous reaction, and she has been an invalid from that day to this. For 35 years, that little girl's been an invalid. Can't do nothing. Can't talk. Can't do nothing. Sat in a wheelchair. All because mother took her to a doctor. I don't know about you, but I think it's time that we as the body of Christ start trusting our King for our healing. Do you agree with that, brother?
Absolutely.
I mean, if he can't heal us after the promise he put in this book, it's time to go home, right?
Though he slay me, yet I'll not trust him.
Yeah. You know, especially when I read stories in the Bible where some king says, well, you know, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to see if the doctor can heal me. I got a problem with my feet. And Jesus says, because you went to the doctor instead of me. Yeah, King Asa. You read that story too, didn't you, brother?
I did.
God says, you're going to die because you didn't trust me.
Cursed is the man that puts his trust in man.
Whoa! That's scary, isn't it? But King Asa, there's no doubt in my mind if he'd have come to this word and said, Lord, why do I have this sickness in my feet? What was my sin? And Lord, if I don't know what it is, I ask you to show me. But Lord, I repent of my sin. Now I ask you to forgive me and I ask you to heal my feet. Guess what? Asa would have lived out his life. But he didn't. He went to a doctor. And if God killed him because he went to a doctor, some of us may be dying prematurely too because we don't put our trust in him. We put our trust in man. So, for whatever that's worth, but I guarantee you, there's one thing I will never do. I mean, injections are killing multitudes of people today. In fact, there was a doctor who told me a story the other day. He said, Thurman, this really did happen. And he told me what countries that was all close together. It wasn't the United States, but it was several other little countries. And said the doctors all went on strike for 2 weeks because of something. And he said the death rate went down 50% when they went on strike. He said they come back to work and it went right back up the next week. Isn't that something?
I heard something this morning that said the biggest killer of people is medicine.
The biggest killer of people is medicine. Yeah. Tom just said he learned this morning the biggest killer of people is medicine. And it is. I mean, I'm going to trust God. You know, I'm walking in a place with God. I'm trusting Him. I know what He says. I know He said He'll forgive all my iniquities and then He'll heal all of my diseases. If I'll trust Him, but you got to trust Him. And you know, when your body's in pain and agony and hurting, you know, it's hard to trust God unless you're really filled with the Spirit of God and you really know the King means exactly what He says in this book. But if you can trust Him, I guarantee He'll heal you. Just like I told Dave Rosenfeld that time, I said, son, if you'll stop sinning and you'll start trusting God, I guarantee we'll break the curse over you and your incurable disease, you will get well. Well, he went through, if you haven't ever seen Sickness is Satanic Oppression, the DVD that we've got back there, it's a healing school, and about the first hour of it is Dave giving his testimony with pictures about how bad he got over the 20 months he stood on God's Word before he got healed. 20 months of sickness and pain, and he looked like Job I mean, he was awful. But he stood. Now, how many of you can stand like that? You know, I mean, you know, we were raised up in the microwave technology today. Lay hands on you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Bam, and you get healed. Now, is that the way you like it?
That's what I want.
That's what you want, right? Now, that's the way we all want it, isn't it? In fact, my lovely bride up here, after God brought me and her together, she had so many demons in her that we had to cast out so many demons. I mean, these things, but we started going on a fast. She started breaking out with whips. I mean, and she said, what are these things? I said, no problem, honey, just demons that are coming out. You picked them up over the years through the sin. And I said, now it's time to repent. We'll kick them out. So I kick them out, and the things would go on her face, and next time they'd raise up on her chest or whatever, and we'd kick them out, and they'd go away within a few minutes to a few hours. And then finally, she got to where that, hey, she needs prayer. She comes, and man, I pray, and she's healed, and she's praising the Lord, jumping up and down. And then one day, she comes and says, pray over this, and I did, and the next day, she said, pray over this again. And I said, well, I already prayed over it once. It's okay. But I said, okay, I pray over it again. About the third day, she walked up to me and she says, where have you sinned? It hasn't worked. Doesn't that sound just like a good wife? I mean, she's spoiled rotten, let me tell you. Now, just like you said, you want to be spoiled rotten. When somebody prays, you want to see the results right now, right? And then sometimes that's the way God does it. But he don't always do it like that. But his answer, if you repent of your sin, his answer is always yes. See, and so my lovely bride would continue to stand with me, and sometimes it'd take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days, but it would go away. You know, and I'd say, see, I didn't sin. You know, it was just God taking his time. I said, really what he's doing, he spoiled you so rotten, he's showing you that sometimes he don't do it instantly. I know. Oh, isn't life fun? You know, but when you've had the experience that we've had with God, you know, and seen him do what we've had the privilege to see him do, you know he's going to heal you if you repented of your sin. You know he's going to, because we've seen him do it so many times. Now, some people are not willing to do what God says, and that's what's so awful. Now then... Let's go back over there to Job, where we were in 33. I think it was about verse 20 or wherever we was. Yeah, we started at 14. Okay, in verse 21, it says, his flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Now, does that sound like cancer or something today? I mean, I don't like that, do you?
That sounds bad.
It sounds really bad. Look at verse 22. It says, yes, his soul draws near unto the grave. I've been in many a hospital with a person just like this man the other day. That's the way he was. 6 weeks he'd been comatose. His soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the...
destroyer.
Who do you think that is? Who is the destroyer?
Devil.
The devil. You mean the devil is killing this man? Absolutely. Who sent him? God did. No, he didn't let him do it. He told him to do it. He sent him to do it. This man's sin, his sin is what put him in this place. And see, the devil, here's the secret about the devil. The devil just works for God. God made him. God made, in the Colossians chapter 1, all things were made by God, both visible and invisible, principalities, dominions, powers, authorities, invisible and visible. Everything was made by him and for his purpose. And nothing exists except he, God, made it. That's what it says. So who's in control of everything?
God.
He even told us in Deuteronomy, and not in Deuteronomy, but in Matthew 28, Jesus, when he stood on that hill that day getting ready to go back to heaven, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. How much? All. I mean, if God told you all power is given him in heaven and on earth, who has all power?
God
does. He's in control. Whether we know it or not, he's in control. And he is running the universe. And he's running the earth. He is, in other words, this earth is being controlled by God according to His Word. Now then, if He gives you the freedom to make the choice you want, if you want to make Him Lord and Savior, He'll save you. If you want to live on the devil's side and you want to run around and do what you want to do, He'll let you do that. He'll give you that choice. But He tells you what will happen if you do that. He tells you what sickness and disease. If every young man and young woman today would read this book and believe what it says, it would scare your socks off. I mean, boy, if you read this book, you would stop sinning. You wouldn't. If a young man out there that has those sexual desires that are so wild after he gets to be about 14 or 15 or 16 years old, I mean, if you were to really read this book to him and he believed it, man, I mean, when Paul says you need to learn how to control your vessel,
yeah.
I mean, you'd control that thing. I mean, if some young girl took you over to her house and jumped up in her mother and dad's bed naked and said, come on, let's have sex. He said, I ain't touching you, baby. I ain't touching you. No. Because you don't know who other boys she's been in bed with. You don't know what he's got. And you don't know what she's got. And you're going to turn your life over to that destroyer. In the Proverbs, it calls him the cruel one. And it says, and if you do this, he says, stay away from her house. Because it will lead you, her guests, you've led them into the pit of hell. Scary, isn't it? Well, see, people read that thing. Oh, no, that's not what that means. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it means. And that's why people are sick. That's why they're afflicted. And that's why they die. And that's why they go to hell. Because this book has already made all these statements. And it can never be changed. It's forever settled in heaven. It's going to happen. Just like a young man here a while back come to me, probably 30-something. He'd been married for a little while, divorced. And he come to me and said, Pastor, I got to have you pray over me. I said, what's wrong? He said, do I have to tell you? I said, yeah. He said, I caught a venereal disease. I said, I guess you got that eating fruit, huh? I said, you had sex with some woman, didn't you? Well, yeah, I did. I said, don't you know that sin? Well, yeah, I know, but you know. I said, no, I don't know. No. You have the power within you to control yourself. You don't have to go out and have sex with some woman you're not married to. I said, if you can't control your vessel, do what Paul said. Get married. Find you a wife.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.